Now meet the author of the text that you are about to read. His name is François Rabelais, and he lived in the first half of the 16th century in France. That means that when he died in 1553, Montaigne, for instance, was 20 years old. We are talking here about the first French Renaissance, the generation before Montaigne's generation. Who is François Rabelais? Well, he is an extraordinary figure. He is, most importantly, a Catholic priest. In fact, he is a monk. So he has a very deep knowledge of Christian and indeed Catholic theology. At the same time, François Rabelais is a physician. He studied medicine in Montpellier and was busy working as a physician in different parts of France, notably in Lyon. He certainly had some training in law. But most importantly, he is a humanist. He knows many languages, of course Latin, but also Greek, which Montaigne knew so-so. He knows Hebrew. He reads very obscure texts and is in correspondence with all the most erudite humanists in France and indeed in Europe, such as, for instance, Erasmus. And he is extremely interested in philosophy. He is extremely interested in theology. He is part of a movement of revival of the Catholic Church at the time when the Reformation is just beginning to start. We are talking again here about the first half of the 16th century. And this kind of intellectual superstar who has many links with the royal court, who is a protege of the sister of the King of France, Renaissance humanist publishes in 1534 a book which is devoted to the adventures of a giant, a figure taken from popular folklore, from popular culture, and which is sold as a kind of popular print, like a comic book, you would say, like a very cheap print that people buy while shopping for groceries, for instance. This book is, in fact, a parody of a well-known series of books devoted to the adventures of some fantastic giants, some fantastic superheroes, whose names are Pantagruel and Gargantua. In fact, Gargantua is the father of Pantagruel, and those adventures form a kind of series. So imagine somebody who is at the top of the intellectual elite of France publishing a very cheap book, in fact, a parody of the adventures of a figure from popular culture. It is as if a well-known, let's say, Nobel Prize-winning a scientist in physics, let's say, or chemistry nowadays, would suddenly had the idea of starting, let's say, a TV series, which would be a parody of the adventures of, let's say, Spider-Man and Batman. And he would or she would publish this TV series on a popular channel, TV channel, let's say MTV or Cartoon Channel, something like that. So that's exactly what Rabelais does.